Simply put, we are outnumbered. Not only are humans not the majority mammal population on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands, we're not even in the running. Fish and Game Management biologist Steve Bethune reported on local wildlife populations to the Sitka Advisory Committee in November. He gave numbers for Sitka black-tailed deer that are just staggering.
Our population objective for Unit 4 is 125,000 deer unit-wide, and I'm fully confident that we're above that number.
Could he be more specific? Someone on the committee asked. Bethune gave it his best shot.
So this is a real scientific estimate. Lots.
Game Management Unit 4, or GMU-4, is nicknamed the ABC Islands. That's for Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof. Sitka is the largest concentration of humans on the ABCs, whose total human population comes in at something just over 11,000. So deer outnumber us in the unit by a factor of about 12. In fact, you could even throw in the other major communities of Southeast Alaska, not on the ABC Islands, every place between Yakutat and Hyder, including Juneau and Ketchikan, and you'd come up with only around 75,000 humans. That still gives deer about a 2-to-1 advantage just in this single game management unit. Bethune attributes this boom in deer population to mild winters since the snowpocalypse of 2007 and 2008, but in biological terms, huge deer numbers are not necessarily a great thing.
We have a lot of deer on the landscape right now. We're probably reaching or have exceeded in carrying capacity in some places. You just really see the vegetation hammered in some watersheds.
Has the boom been a boon to hunters? Not so much, it turns out. The maximum harvest level for the unit established by the Board of Game is 11,000 deer, which Bethune thinks is unrealistic. Still, area hunters are only expected to take about 5,000 deer this season, which is pretty average. Bethune says mild winters advantage the deer over some of our conventional island hunting tactics.
If I had to speculate, I would say it's because we've had such a lack of snow the last couple of years that the deer aren't getting driven down to the beaches. And so you have to put in, even though there are a lot of deer, you actually have to get out of your boat for the most part and walk around the woods.
But there aren't just deer walking around those woods. The ABC Islands are home to some of the planet's highest densities of brown bear. Although the last formal study of brown bear population in the unit was in 2002, biologists update the number annually using a variety of tools. Bethune says it now stands at 4,300 brown bear, and it seems there were more than a few of them roaming around town this fall.
We had a pretty significant blip in bear activity in the Sitka area after in the mid to late October. It seems like it's on the downhill slide right now. So I've been kind of just watching it and keeping my fingers crossed. And those bears should be going into the dens in anytime soon, if not already.
That magical day when Sitka is bear free for the winter still hasn't arrived. The 2 weeks before Thanksgiving saw a number of bear incidents, some chicken coops robbed, and even a dog killed in the Indian River neighborhood. Bethune says it's likely not so much the extended mild temperatures that have kept bears active, but the abundance of food in the wild and in town. There were no dangerous encounters with residents, however, and Bethune is glad that none of the bears had to be destroyed. Nevertheless, as winter finally seems to be arriving in Southeast, he cautions residents that bears can be seen any time of year. And finally, one other species is having a boom, mountain goats. Bethune estimates that there are almost 2,000 of the elusive alpine dwellers on Baranof Island now, a record high since their introduction in 1923. Unlike deer, however, mountain goats are not exceeding carrying capacity. In fact, their range is expanding in unexpected ways.
And I am starting to get lots of reports of goats in weird places, which indicates to me that goats are, especially typically it's young billies that are branching out and looking for new habitat. We had a goat wandering around on the shores of Readout Lake this summer. We had a goat on Green Lake Road this fall. We had some campers at the Allen Point Cabin on Halleck Island report a mountain goat. I believe it was a credible report. on the beach, like they stepped out on the porch of the cabin and there was a goat.
Bethune offered no insight on what may have inspired the mountain goat to swim to Halleck Island, or how an animal at home on the highest, steepest, most desolate ice fields in southeast Alaska even learned to swim. That information may have to wait for the department's annual report on marine mammals. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.